Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 12, Rahugana converses with Judbarat, Text 10. Evam, Krisham, Stulam, Anur, Brihat, Yat, Asach, Cha, Saj, Jivam, Ajivam, Anyat, Dravya, Swabhavashaya, Kala, Karma, Namna Jayavehi, Kritam, Dvitiyam, Evam Krisham Stulam Anur Brihad Yat, Asach chasaj jivam ajivamanyat. Dravya svabhava shaya kala karma. Namna jaya vehi kritam dvitiyam. Evam krisham stulam anur brihadyat. Asach chasaj jivam ajivamanyat. Dravya svabhava shaya kala karma. Namna jaya vehi kritam dvitiyam. Evam krisham stulam anur brihadyat. Asach chasaj jivam ajivamanyat. Dravya svabhava shaya kala karma. Namna jaya vehi kritam dvitiyam.
Evam krisham stulam anur brihadyat.
Evam krisham stulam anur brihadyat.
Asach chasaj jivam ajivam anyat.
Asach chasaj jivam ajivam anyat.
Dravya svabhava saya kala karma.
Dravya svabhava saya kala karma.
Namna jaya vehi kritam dvitiyam.
Namna jaya vehi kritam dvitiyam.
Evam krisham stulam anur brihadyat.
Asach chasaj jivam ajivamanyat.
Dravya svabhava saya kala karma.
Namna jaya vehi kritam dvitiyam.
Evam krisham stulam anur brihadyat.
Asach chasaj jivam ajivamanyat.
Dravya svabhava saya kala
karma.
Namna jaya vehi kritam dvitiyam.
Evam krisham stulam anur brihadyat.
Evam krisham stulam anur brihadyat.
Vaishnavis,
Dravya svabhava saya kala karma.
Evam, thus. Krisham, skinny or short. Stulam, fat. Anuhu, tiny. Brihat, big. Yat, which. Asat, impermanent. Cha, and. Sat, existing. Jivam, the living entities. Ajivam, inanimate, lifeless matter. Anyat, other causes. Dravya, phenomena. Swabhava, nature. Ashayaha, disposition. Kala, time. Karma, activities. Namna, only by such names. Ajaya, by material nature. Avehi, you should understand. Kritam, done. Vitiyam, duality. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Since this universe has no real ultimate existence, the things within it, shortness, differences, grossness, skinniness, smallness, bigness, result, cause, living symptoms, and materials are all imagined. They are all pots made of the same substance, earth, but they are named differently. The differences are characterized by the substance, nature, predisposition, time, and activity. You should know that all these are simply mechanical manifestations created by material nature. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The temporary manifestations and varieties within this material world are simply creations of material nature under various circumstances. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha. The actions and reactions carried out by the material nature are sometimes accepted as our scientific inventions. Therefore, we want to take credit for them and defy the existence of God. This is described in Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 3, Text 27. Ahankara vimudatma kartaha miti manyate. Due to being covered by the illusory external energy, the living entity tries to take credit for the differentiated creations within the material world. Actually, all these are being created automatically by the material force set in motion by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the ultimate cause is the Supreme Person, as is stated in Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam. He is the cause of all causes, the ultimate cause. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Evam sarvam tata prakritavyai kalpitam vishnur anyat, Evam prakrityadaraha svayam anyadara vishnur eva, ata sarva shabdacha tasmin eva. Actually, the original cause is Lord Vishnu, but out of ignorance, people think that matter is the cause of everything. Raja Goptashrayo Bhumi Sharanam Cheti Laukika Vyavaharo Natat Satyam Tayor Brahmashrayo Vibhu. Things are contemplated on the ephemeral or external platform, but actually this is not the truth. The actual proprietor and shelter of everyone is Brahman, the Supreme, not the King. Gopritasya Prakritis Tasya Vishnu Swayam Prabhu. Tama Goptri to Prithivi, Nat Vam Gopta Chite Smitaha. Ataha Atas Sarva Shraya Rayaish Sarva Gopta Chahari Ishvaraha. Sarva Shabda Dideyas Cha Shabda Vritir Hikaranam. Sarvantara Sarva Bahir Eka Eva Janardanaha. The actual protectress is the material nature, but Vishnu is her Lord. He is the Lord of everything. Lord Janardana is the director, both externally and internally. He is the cause of the functions of words and what is expressed in all sound. Shirasodharata yadvat grivayas tadvadevata. Ashiratvam jagoptridvam anyesham upacharataha. Lord Vishnu is the resting place of the entire creation. Brahmanohi pratishtaham. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 27. On Brahman, everything is resting. All the universes are resting on the Brahmajyoti, and all the planets are resting on the universal atmosphere. In each and every planet, there are oceans, hills, states, and kingdoms, and each planet is giving shelter to so many living entities. They are all standing on the earth of feet and legs, torso and shoulders, but actually everything is resting ultimately on the potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is known ultimately as Sarvakarna Karnam, the cause of all causes. Omigyana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So the translation again, since this universe has no real ultimate existence, the things within it, shortness, differences, grossness, skinniness, smallness, highness, result, cause, living symptoms, and materials are all imagined. They are all pots made of the same substance, earth, but they are named differently. The differences are characterized by the substance, nature, predisposition, time, and activity. You should know that all these things are simply mechanical manifestations created by the material nature. So in the Vishnu Purana it is said, Vishnu Shakti para prokta chetra jakya tata para avidya karma samganya tritir shakti ishiti. This means that if we look at everything, we'll see that everything is divided into three basic categories. One category is the Supreme Lord and his spiritual energies. And another category is the material energy. And in between the two is the marginal energy, the individual jiva souls, the individual conscious selves. That's us. So these Individual conscious selves are originally meant to exist on the spiritual level of reality in harmony with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mamaivam so, jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that originally, you know, these tiny little sparks of consciousness are meant to exist with him as part of him in the spiritual sanatan level of reality. Sanatan means eternal. Satchidananda, this is the nature of that sanatan level of reality. Everything is eternally existing. Sat, everything is chit, that means it's full of consciousness, and ananda, it's full of bliss. So this is the nature of the sanatan level of reality. But in order to remain on that sanatan level of reality, one has to remain in a proper relationship with the source of all conscious beings, Lord Krishna. And that proper relationship is loving service. Jivaras Rupahoy Krishnera Nityadas. The eternal constitutional position of every individual conscious self is to be the eternal loving servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's a reciprocal exchange. It's not that Krishna is just accepting service. Krishna is also giving a blissful spiritual exchange with each individual conscious self, with each jiva. But each conscious self has free will. And this is necessary. For there to be a loving relationship, there must be free will. If Krishna cannot force us to love him, to serve him, otherwise there would be no such thing as love, loving service. If you force someone, that isn't love, that's something else. So each jiva soul has to willingly give love to Krishna. And so that means it has the freedom not to willingly give its love and affection to Krishna and through Krishna to all other living entities. Means it has the freedom to become selfish, to become egotistical, to try to imitate the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhoga Vanchakare Nikatashta Mayatari Japati Atari. So Krishna Bahir Mukha means to turn the face from Krishna. Just like Krishna is there on the altar, we can be focusing our attention on Krishna, but then we can also turn away from Krishna. Krishna Bahir Mukha. So why? Why would a conscious self turn away from its eternal loving relationship with Krishna? Bhoga Vancha Kare means the soul wants to try to enjoy independently from Krishna. That's called bhoga vancha. It desires material enjoyment, selfish enjoyment, apart from its relationship to Krishna. Nikatasta maya tare japati atare. But it is impossible to do that on the spiritual level of reality. So, therefore, Krishna creates the material reality so that the souls who want to enjoy independently from him can do that. Now the swarupa, or the original spiritual form of the soul is only good for one thing, eternal loving service to Krishna. That's the only thing it's capable of doing. So if a soul wants to act independently of Krishna, it needs another kind of body. It needs another place. So therefore, Krishna creates this material world as the place where we can independently try to enjoy ourselves apart from Krishna, in forgetfulness of Krishna. Here we can imagine that we are the supreme enjoyers, that we can be the star of the show. And to do that, we need another kind of vehicle, another kind of body, because the spiritual body is only good for one thing, serving Krishna. So therefore, Krishna gives us these material bodies in this material world. And we take this material world as the ultimate reality, and we take our material bodies as our real selves. We then identify with these material bodies, and we try to put these material bodies in contact with other material bodies and the objects of material sense gratification. And we create a whole big civilization based on that, based on taking matter, arranging it in different ways. As Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport, you know, we arrange the matter into the form of iPods and computers and automobiles and skyscraper buildings and airplanes and hotels and nightclubs and footballs and baseballs and tennis balls and tennis rackets and golf bags and things like that. There's so many things. I mean, we're very inventive. You know, we can just see how many material things that we invent to try to enjoy ourselves with. And then we try to make complex arrangements of different material bodies. Families, nations, societies, religions. It's all, but all of it in this material world, it's not the ultimate reality. As being explained here, and in the previous verse, we look at a body, a material body, and we say, oh, it's fat or skinny, it's black or white, it's short, it's short, it's tall, it's Lady Gaga, Johnny Depp, it's President Obama, it's me, it's you. But all of that, we're just attaching names to things that ultimately aren't real, that are actually all the same, because all of it is just the material energy being combined in different forms, as we see here. But it's all the same stuff. It's all the material energy just being temporarily combined in different forms. And we become caught up in all of this. First of all, we become caught up in our own material identity. And then through our own material identity, we become attached to other material identities, other objects of material sense gratification, other bodies, and we become entangled in a whole phantasmagoria, is a word that Srila Prabhupada uses for it. And just as in a dream, at night we go to sleep, we forget who we are really, and we take on some dream body, and in the dream we encounter so many dream situations, and because we identify with the dream situation, we experience so many emotions. Happiness, fear, anger, pleasure, all based on the dream existence. But if we wake up from the dream existence, then we realize, well, it was all just a dream, nothing to do with me, really. So in the same way, we have our real spiritual identity. We have our real spiritual family. We have our real spiritual society, which in the waking state of Krishna consciousness we can experience. So, you know, the problem is, well, what to do in the intermediate stage? So Krishna actually makes a very nice arrangement. Although we are in the material world, and we are, and our senses are in contact with the material sense objects, Krishna is so kind that he sends into this material level of reality spiritual sense objects. Golokera Premadana, Harinama Sankirtana. We're hearing so many material sounds. But into this whole mix of material sounds, Krishna sends spiritual sound vibration, which is not from the material level of reality. It's coming from an entirely different level of reality. So the Hare Krishna mantra and other spiritual sounds are injected by Krishna into this level of reality. And then Krishna also injects other spiritual sense objects for each of our senses into this level of reality. We have to eat something. So Krishna injects prasada, spiritual food stuff, into this level of reality. There's so many foods out there that are trying to attract our tongues. But among all those different foods, there is this one special food called prasada, spiritual food that has been offered to Krishna that is transcendental. It's a transcendental sense object. There are so many beautiful things trying to attract our eyes, but Krishna injects into this level of reality the beautiful form of the deity, his archa vigraha. So if we become attracted to that, that's a spiritual sense object. And then there's so many activities that are going on, but Krishna provides devotional service so that we can use these material bodies for a proper purpose, to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one can do it in so many different ways. You know, one can write, one can speak, one can do business, one can be an artist, one can be a manager. There's so many different activities to perform in devotional service. And especially, there's the devotional service of awakening others, of awakening sleeping conditioned souls to their real spiritual work, spiritual identities. Everybody is attracted to some kind of welfare work. You know, they want to do some good for the country, some good for the society, some good for the animals. The highest good, the highest welfare service is to wake up people, to wake up the sleeping conditioned souls to their real spiritual identities. So, in this way, in this intermediate state that we're in, Krishna is giving us every opportunity. Of course, he's giving us, if we want to entangle ourselves more and more deeply in the material energy, we have that opportunity, because Krishna is not going to take away our free will. If we want to become more and more entangled in this phantasmagoria, we can do that, and many people are. But we also have the choice to put ourselves on the path of liberation, on the path of going back home, back to Godhead, on the path of reawakening our real spiritual identity. We can satisfy our real spiritual desires. So we have that choice. But it depends on understanding where we really are. And in these verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're learning we're in the world of matter. And we shouldn't take it as the ultimate reality. Because really, everything that we are looking at, these bodies, other bodies, so many material things, they're just temporary combinations of the same basic substance. And if the substance is combined in a certain way, oh, we call it a car. If it's combined in another way, we say it's a dog. If it's combined in another way, we say it's a bird. If it's combined in another way, we say it's a computer. But it's all basically the same substance. And ultimately, like as we're learning here, Krishna is sarvakarana karanam. So there are different kinds of causes for any material object. There's a material cause. But where does the matter come from? Ultimately, it comes from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Everything is coming from me. It's my energy. Mama maya, Krishna says. It's my energy, really. If we understand that it's Krishna's energy, then we'll use it in Krishna's service. And that's called Krishna consciousness. And then there are other causes, too. There's not just material causes, there's efficient causes. What's putting things, who's actually doing things? Prakriti kriyamana ani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaha niti manyate. Under false ego, we think we're the doers, we're doing it all. But actually, behind everything, there's the actual doer. That's Krishna. And if we recognize that, then we'll see ourselves simply as instruments of that higher power. So, these are very important lessons being given here in Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll stop there. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes.
Thank you for a very nice class view. In the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter, text number 17, in the purport, Prabhupada says something to the effect that Krishna wants the living entities to go back to Godhead more than we can even imagine. Something pretty close to that. So my question is this, that, Krishna is unlimitedly compassionate and loving and like that. I'm just trying to understand what is the benefit? How is Krishna helping a living entity return to his swarup and to his loving devotional service when that living entity is placed in the body of one of the lowest species of life? Because it doesn't know why it's there. It doesn't know what it's supposed to do. It's just suffering. So how is that compatible with that other statement, the original statement that Krishna is wanting all the living entities to go back to him more than we can even imagine? It seems like a little bit,
Well, even if the soul, because of its own karma, its own decisions that it freely makes, gets placed in the body of an animal or plant in the lower species, it will automatically come back to the human form by Krishna's grace, where it will be given another chance. It's not like in some philosophies there's eternal damnation. That if you make that one mistake, then eternally you're condemned. No. By Krishna's mercy, by Krishna's grace, even if you use your free will in such a way that you get put into a situation like that, you will gradually come back up through the process of spiritual evolution, again to the human form, where again you will be given the chance to solve your problem, to make the right decisions. And Krishna is giving every opportunity to do that. Krishna is providing the Vedic literature. He's sending great saintly persons to this world. He's coming himself sometimes. He's making every opportunity to do it. And if we're not ready to do it in the pure form of Krishna consciousness, he provides so many other religious systems. So whatever we're actually able to do, whatever level of consciousness we're actually able to come to, we're being given that chance. So even if we are put into those because of our own decisions, because of our own karma, not because of it, and Krishna wants to do. Krishna doesn't want us to go into the lower species, but if that's what happens, Krishna has to give us a little time out. All right? You're not going to behave properly in the human form. Well, let's give you a little time out. You know, you can sit in the plant or the animal species for a while, and then you'll get another chance. You'll get unlimited chances. You'll get millions of chances. You will always have the chance to take advantage of Krishna's mercy.
Time out. It can be seen like it's time out. It's living it, and he's getting some time out, just like that.
I think this.
Now, you stated Krishna is the cause of all causes, and right now in the world we're facing almost like we're on the verge of nuclear disaster. We have pollution. We have moral degradation. People don't respect their elders. They're not following the laws. You know, right now it's, you know, this world's really intense. I mean, it's like hard to live here. And I think in the Bhagavad Gita it states we're in one of the lower worlds right now, and there are higher worlds. But as if Krishna is the cause of all causes, how does this relate to the problems we're facing, being on the verge of disaster? How does this relate to Krishna, all this Maya and all this material energy that we're dealing with?
Right. Well, first of all, Krishna doesn't want us to be here. Krishna wants us to be in the spiritual world with him, living a life of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. But he can't force us. He can't force us to do that, because love cannot be based on force. You know, like if I go to a gun to somebody and say, love me, that's not. So we have our free will, which means we can choose to love Krishna or we can choose to become selfish. If we choose to become selfish, then we're put in a place with other selfish people. So you can imagine what's that, you know, that's the material world where everyone is trying to enjoy independently from Krishna, trying to compete with each other, trying to get material satisfaction. And of course it creates a very hellish condition. But even this material world, it could become a much better place if we actually followed Krishna's instructions for how to deal with the fact that we're now in the material world, which means understanding that every material thing ultimately comes from Krishna. It's all meant to be used in Krishna's service. It means understanding that each conscious self is originally, we're all coming from the same source. We're all coming from the same source. We're all related to each other. There's actually enough here for everybody. if we would just learn how to cooperate with each other in a loving spirit of devotional service to Krishna, there wouldn't even be any huge problems here in the material world if we could actually do that. It could actually be a much better place. But the reason why it's not like that is because there are people who don't understand that, who are promoting other ideas, namely that, oh, we've all just evolved from chemicals, we're just a bunch of chemical machines, we're just a bunch of evolved apes, our main purpose in life should be to get, you know, produce and consume more and more material things. And not only are we just a bunch of chemical machines, we're a bunch of chemical machines in competition with each other for survival. So get what you can for your friends, your family, your co-religionists, and it's a whole big conflict situation because we don't understand the simple fact that we're all coming from the same source, we're all related, you know, so that's the difficulty. So it's getting a little late. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.